Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada, and thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. And today, we're on the road. Yeah, we're in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Hank Williams Museum. I am super excited to be here. This place is chocked full of memorabilia, as well as videos of Hank and, of course, his famous Cadillac convertible right over here. And much more. Now, you can almost feel Hank's presence here. So, if you're coming through Montgomery on your way to the beach or anywhere else, be sure to stop by. You'll be glad you did. So now, let's jump into our episode for this week. It's intuition. It's something that some people experience in their lives. Research has shown that only about 30% of the population experiences intuition. Intuitive personality types are rare. With that in mind, there's already an air of mystery surrounding intuitive types. Now, a simple definition of intuition is a thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. So, what does having intuition mean? Well, intuition is that feeling in your gut when you instinctively know that something you are doing is right or wrong. And what is an example of intuition? Well, we've all had times when we walk into a room at work, a party of friends, or our own family, and we pick up on a weird tension. This would be an example of intuition at work. And why is it that intuition is so powerful, you may ask? It's because our brain analyzes patterns and probabilities before our conscious mind has time to catch up. These intuitive hints can be very useful to orient us when we are in new and unfamiliar surroundings. These intuitions can also be very helpful in tuning us in to the cultural norms of a new situation. And how accurate are your intuitions? Well, your purest intuitions are always right, but those tinged by your own thoughts and emotions may be only partially correct. Correct or even completely wrong. With practice, you can learn to access your intuitive experiences and identify when they are more likely to be right. Next, is intuition like a sixth sense? Intuition is the ability to know something without any proof. It is sometimes known as a gut feeling, instinct, or sixth sense. For hundreds of years, intuition has had a bad reputation among scientists. It has often been seen as inferior to reason. And what creates intuition, you wonder? It is not magical, but rather a faculty in which hunches are generated by the unconscious mind, rapidly sifting through past experience and cumulative knowledge. Often referred to as a gut feeling, intuition tends to rise holistically and quickly without awareness of the underlying mental processing of information. And when your intuition is warning you, when your intuition warns you, act immediately to increase your safety. Leave the area, set a boundary, cross the street, call a friend, or lock a door. Sometimes acting on your intuition can feel awkward, embarrassing, or even stupid. Never let these feelings stop you from being safe. And what improves intuition? Well, believe it or not, your digestive system can help improve your intuition. There are neurotransmitters in your gut. So if you get a gut feeling, it's not good to ignore that. Enhance that aspect of your intuition by checking in with your gut when you have decisions to make. And here's several ways you can develop your intuition. First, meditate. Next, take a chance on following your gut instinct and start doing daily body scans. Spend time outside. Do a technology fast. Ask your intuition a question. Journal. Draw, doodle, or start an art journal. And lastly, Albert Einstein said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant." like that a lot. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.